The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the glass. And as we get to the top of this hour, folks, we're going to be talking to Steve Clark for the Midweek Peak a little bit later on. You got to start off the show or the hour sort of bringing you inside the, you know, sort of where I am in my rewind journey and bring in a couple of your fellow listeners who joined the rewind journey with me this summer. And, you know, it was funny. It was striking. As you go back to this weekend, we were just talking about being down at the Slippery Noodle, our great pregame show down in Indianapolis. And I walked in, and maybe some didn't recognize me. 55 pounds down now, 55 pounds down. You know, my pace has slowed a little bit, but I got about 20, 25 pounds to go, right? The other thing that people maybe recognize, so I needed a soda. I had water. I needed a soda. A fan sent up a soda for me. And I took a sip, and I had to push it to the side because it was a full-strength Coke, Ira Weintraub. And they might have thought that I was just being a little high maintenance. I wasn't. I cannot drink this drink.
I mean, you could have been too.
I can't drink non-diet soda. So I had that diet soda. That's a part of the routine. You know, different habits, lifestyle change. That's what Rewind has been about. If you have, you know, weight-related health issues, Rewind is a program that is different for you. I mean, team-based with expert guidance and care from doctors like Dr. Amy Rothberg, one of our lead coaches and dietitians, Anna Sue, who's with us this morning. We're also going to have a couple of Rewind disciples with us. Paul and Tori Taylor join us as well. So first of all, welcome, Rewind family. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good.
Anna, good to see you.
Great to see you, Sam, and thanks so much for having me on again, and congrats on the 55 pounds and making those changes, like swapping out the regular soda. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's, so let's bring people. So I'm sure that there are some folks that are listening to us now. This is, weight loss program. This is different. This is not, I don't want to call out any other programs, but this is not what you see ordinarily. And what I just laid out with you, Anna, with Dr. Amy, the expert care and guidance that people get, that is truly, in a team-based concept, that's truly, I think, unique and novel with Rewind. But if you can take folks that are listening into the particulars of Rewind and all the things that make it different from all the rest.
Mm-hmm. Well, at Rewind, we describe it as, you know, it's very comprehensive, it's multidisciplinary. There are multiple components to this program to really help people lose weight and keep it off. It involves a very specific kind of clinical intervention using meal replacements, which I know all three of you are very familiar with, in combination with helping people make the behavior and lifestyle changes. So it involves one-on-one coaching, medical monitoring with a doctor. You get to be a part of a team, which we're a really, really big proponent of. And, you know, really it just means that as people join the program, you're really focused on getting that support that you need, both from a clinical perspective, but also from a community perspective, which is what we really believe in.
Right, and there are phases to this program. So you said total meal replacement. I'm sure there are some folks that are listening. I was like, wait a minute. Really? Is that the entirety of the program? That's one phase of the program when it's total meal replacement, right?
It's very true. You know, we do have a very specific clinical intervention. It's about 12 weeks of being on these nutrition complete shakes and soups. But I always try to emphasize that that is one small sliver of the program. You know, 12 weeks out of a full 2 years, that first 12 weeks is just a very, very small component of it. But it really does help to really drive a significant weight loss. We try to get people to about 15%. But small part of the program, most of it is focused on weight loss maintenance.
Yeah, behavioral modification, you know, making things habitual. That doesn't happen overnight. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, I appreciate about Rewind is that they know it takes time to not only change your body and change maybe your set point, which we will talk about, but to, you know, to get that behavior ingrained. So let's get Paul and Tori Taylor on, big time Michigan fans and WTKA family members. So Paul, Tori, again, how are you?
I'm good. Well, very well. I'm glad to be on.
So take us into your introduction to Rewind and what got you guys to take the plunge.
I guess I first heard it from your show, and I've been on diets before. In the late 90s, I lost 50 pounds with a low fat diet, and that come back, you know, I gained all that back. I lost, you know, I guess the first
pounds.
Diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, I lost, you know,
60 pounds
then. And then over the course of a couple of years, you know, and COVID, of course, I gained some of that back on. And you know, mentioned to eliminate the yo-yo diet. I'm a victim of that. And that piqued my interest in to be a part of a, you know, somehow, some way, a Michigan team and other like-minded folk. And then you were doing it like once a week there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to where I would look, you know, I was looking forward to it. And I come home one evening and, you know, casually mentioned it to Tori, you know, what's your thoughts? Look at this thing. There's these, you know, Ben Gideon and Desmond and Jay Booty are endorsing this thing. Thoughts? And we chatted about it, talked about it, him hawed around, and gave Anna a call.
There you go. So Tori, that's how it goes sometimes, right? Your husband comes home. I did the same thing to my wife, Paul. I said, hey, you know, this program.
Oh,
how
God,
about we
now?
Do this?
Right? What have you brought
home? What
Michigan thing now? No.
Right. So how did you react to it, Tori?
Very good. I was having some health issues, weight-related health issues that I was dealing with at the time as well. And I weighed more than I had ever in my whole life. And it just seemed like the right opportunity. And with someone like you and going through the process and hearing, you know, what you were dealing with, I thought, you know what, I think this is something we can do. I don't think I could have done as well without Paul with me, just because I have to answer to him, not answer to him, but, you know.
Right, I get
it. If I eat that cookie, I gotta be like, yeah, I ate a cookie, you know.
Progress over perfection, right? Right, Anna?
Absolutely. Always.
Yeah, always progress over perfection. But, you know, that's where the team comes in. And we're talking to Anna Sue from Rewind, Paul and Tori Taylor, Rewind members, WTKA family members as well. You mentioned health-related, you know, weight-related health issues, type 2 diabetes. Really, the focus, you know, when you talk about the initiative, the campaign, but it's really any weight-related health issue, because I'm not a type 2 diabetic, but I did have a fatty liver condition that was discovered through in the screening process, and I just knew I needed to lose weight, right? But this can help with all that, sleep apnea. This can help with all of that, right? Right, and if you're dealing with any of those issues,
yeah,
I'm absolutely. Yeah. I mean, any kind of chronic disease. I mean, we do certainly like to seek out people, particularly those with type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, because we really know that 15% can really put that into remission. But really any chronic disease, right? High blood pressure, high cholesterol, as you said, Sam, fatty liver, sleep apnea, we see even just a few weeks in, so many across the board, people will say, wow, you know, I'm sleeping so much better. Mm-hmm. Wow, my energy levels are so much higher. You know, those are sort of some of the non-scale victories that we talk about throughout the program.
Right. So you can find more information at joinrewind.com/Michigan. Again, joinrewind.com/Michigan. And, you know, we get this question all the time. Hey, I don't live in Ann Arbor. You know, I don't live in Ipsy or Chelsea or any place that is, you know, in close proximity to the University of Michigan. Well, guess what, Paul, Tori, you guys have been able to take advantage of the program despite not living in Ann Arbor, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It, I find some way that's easier being this remote out, you know, out in the, I don't want to say out in the sticks, but we're far away from all the, we're far away from a lot of temptation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, living in Ann Arbor, going to and from work, there's a lot of places you're going to drive by that, you know, sights and smells that,
you know, I'm just driving.
We don't have those.
Driving through a swamp to get it. And whatever
I put in my lunch pail, that's what I'm eating for the day. So I don't have, so in some ways it's easier to be this remote.
Mm-hmm. Well, but see, this is where your team comes in, right, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
You have the app on your phone. And I tell this story all the time. I mean, it's such a great resource. If you happen to be out and about at one of those places and you don't know what to do, you look at the menu, you don't know what to order, you can get right on the app, ask your coach, hey, can you take a look at this? And they can give you advice, help you through that. Team members even. You join Rewind, you join a team, you can ask your team members about what they do. Planning is the key. Is it not, Anna?
Absolutely. I would say that when it comes to sustainable lifestyle change, it's really all about thinking ahead, you know, and we talk a lot about this progress over perfection. You can eat anything, just not everything, right? You know, all of that really does entail planning in all respects.
Right. So listen, a lot of success stories going on in Rewind right now, and success even through the holidays. So I want to hear about your Thanksgiving, Paul and Tori, but it's important to sort of give these testimonials as we head into another holiday season, because these can be the most challenging times, right? When you are in a program like Rewind or whatever else you're doing, very easily to you could get veered off course. But planning, this is where planning comes into play again.
Right. There's an old saying, you know, that I've somehow gotten my vocabulary. The layout's the way out. And you know, like to the budget, you know, thinking ahead, you know, this time or about this time, you snack here, and that's your layout for the day. And that's what helped me get through all this and going into Thanksgiving. And I'm gonna have a shake about this time. That'll suppress any hunger or, you know, I'll have a shake there. I'll have, you know, there's a vegetable tray there. I'm gonna hit that up. And yeah, the layout's the way out.
That's for me, preparation is big. Where I work this time of year, they candy and cookies. And yesterday we got a big basket and had all kinds of stuff in it, but I stuck to my peppers, my water, my carrots, you know, instead of eating that cookie, my vegetables are right there.
Anna,
eat them.
That's Anna looks so proud right now. You look so proud.
You
like
a rabbit.
Yes. They're doing it.
It's about the environmental design, and those are such perfect examples. I mean, the layout is the way out. I love it, Paul, and then Tori. I know that that food, you know, right? That food at the workplace, that can be so tough.
Well,
so, but this is one of main,
and they put it right in front of my spot,
right? But this is one of your main coaching points, Anna. So, if you can sort of, I know we have most of the people listening aren't on Rewind. So, if you can coach them like you coach us in Rewind as we head into the holiday season, what are some of the plays you would call for us at this point?
Well, I would say that Tori and Paul had a really great call out, which is really about that environmental design. You know, when you go into a meal, whether it's, you know, like that Thanksgiving buffet, right, or some family dinner or a work Christmas party, really thinking about your plate design. And I say this very, very often, you can have anything, just not everything. And it's really about prioritizing your calories. And so, you know, if your mother-in-law makes a certain kind of pie this one time of the year, well, then that's special. Maybe you choose that over the alcohol, right? Or, you know, while mashed potatoes taste good, you can have them any time of the year. So maybe choosing stuffing over mashed potatoes is more worth it to you. So really just sort of thinking about choose the items that feel more special or kind of more worth spending your calories on. You know, Coach Catherine, she often says, be a food snob, right? Mm-hmm. Be picky about what you choose. So
I do that.
I do.
Yes.
I do that.
Food snob.
Be picky. Be a food snob from Coach Kathy. Be a food snob.
I spend calories. That's exactly the point of sitting there. And I would have loved a full strength Coke, but I'm not going to spend my calories on a Coke. Just
right.
Not going to do that. So that has been one of the true changes. Now, before we move on and we give the call to action again, folks, joinrewind.com/Michigan. Again, joinrewind.com/Michigan. I think one of the things that really helped me was hearing from people who are either in the program or been through it and hear about the challenges they faced and how they overcame them. So, Paul Torrey, the biggest challenge that you've faced in the program so far, and how did you overcome them?
The biggest challenge. I mean, clearly it's you know, the hunger, the you know, I think that. But I think when the best for me, who am I to say? But for me, every diet that I went into that had success, I had to be inspired by something, some way, somehow. And, you know, the thought of blindness, having limbs lopped off, long-term complications from, you know, diabetes, you know, well, that, you know, that scared 60 pounds off me once.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sadly, I had to do it all over again because I put weight back on.
For me, the challenge is the lifestyle. We have two teenage boys, and they're very active in sports. And I think my hardest challenge was our schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, I have one in practice and one in the other practice, and I'm going to work and I work full time and trying to manage. That was really, took me a long time to overcome that hurdle to be able to prepare for that. And now I feel pretty good about it, but that was definitely one of my challenges is to integrate it into my everyday life.
Yeah, yeah. So. My challenge was routine, because I, you know, the great thing about this program, you know, I think we got to distinguish between hunger and cravings. Like you don't get hungry on Rewind. You know, you do the shakes that you're full, right?
You are.
Cravings are something different. Right. So
potato chips. Who doesn't want potato chips?
Right. So you're drinking these shakes the first 3 or 4 days. And it's like, OK, I'm not hungry, but I crave chewing. I crave chips.
Yes, chewing.
Right. I crave these things.
That was my big thing.
Right. That I'm used to. And so you got to work through that mentally. And that's where your coach has really come in, you know, being habitual about the things they tell you to do, drink your water. I tell that story all the time. I wasn't doing that as regularly as I need to. And I could go a full day without eating. So, and just eat everything at the end of the day. I had to get used to the routine. Okay, every 3 or 4 hours, you need to have a shake. You know, do something so you aren't hungry at the end of the day. That, if you want to talk about challenge, it was breaking all the bad, you know, those things that have put me in that position that, hey, end of the day, you're eating everything or you got to chew something. Sometimes you just chew just because you're used to chewing. You aren't even hungry. I had to get used to not doing those things, Anna.
Absolutely. And I think a big part of the program, too, is exploring that relationship with food. You know, oftentimes we'll ask members, you know, what's the why, right? Is it stress? Is it anxiety? Is it anger? Is it sadness? You know, what's sort of the root of the craving? Because oftentimes people use food to self-soothe. And so really in the 2 years of our program, it's sort of discovering how do you self-soothe without food.
Mm-hmm. So listen, I am committed to making sure that as I go through this journey, I'm keep bringing you all of my experiences because I feel like it has changed my life, changed my wife's life, our lives together. It sounds like Paul and Torrey, it's changing your life too, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, just last night, there's a poem. I think it's called The Dash. Are you familiar with this? And I was just last night thinking about, you know, wanting to extend that dash, more time with those young kids of ours. And,
yeah, it is.
Thanks to Rewind.
Yeah, a shout out to a couple of people. Chris G from Jackson lost 10% in a week recently. You know, we had a Rewind member named Matt who defeated type 2 diabetes in less than 12 weeks. That is just, I mean, success stories. There are a lot of them like that, Anna, and others. If you're facing any of these weight related health issues, this can truly be the answer for you. Join rewind.com/Michigan. And I gotta, the way in which you get the guidance from the coaches, that to me, that's what sold me, that you got doctors from the University of Michigan that are basically, for lack of a better term, they're holding your hand. Anna's holding your hand through this, right? I don't think it's overstating things to say that, Anna.
No.
I'm here for you. Whatever you need, whether you need me to look at a menu, as I know Sam, you had sent me before, or talk through what's the holidays going to look like, or what's the social event going to look like? How do we kind of come up with a plan for it? Or if you need recipes, you know, anything of that sort, that's what I'm here for.
Right. And so I'm through the total meal replacement. But like, you know, I think it was you, Paul, who mentioned in Thanksgiving Day, I had a shake in the morning. Like I still do the shakes. That's still part of this phase of the program, but I do them, and they're going to be a part of my routine forever. I can have a shake for breakfast really easy. If I don't have time to eat lunch, chew a lunch, I can drink a shake and, you know, be full. And then when it comes time to eat dinner, it's not a ravenous thing. I'm not eating everything like I used to. So Rewind, truly an answer. If you want more information, join rewind.com/Michigan. Join rewind.com/Michigan. Make the change. I got to say thank you to Paul and Tori, because you guys made my day. You guys made my day. That you heard about Rewind on the show.
You made my day.
And you joined it from listening to it on the show. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of all of you.
Dr. Rothberg. Yeah.
Yeah, that is awesome, guys. And it just makes this time that much more sort of jovial and happy, right? Michigan's winning, and we're winning too.
Yes.
So that's outstanding. Yeah. Well,
very good.
Guys, or Paul and ladies, it is a pleasure to be joined by you. Let's keep this Rewind journey going. And let's hope that, you know, we can, when we reconvene, maybe in a month or so, we're talking about Michigan in the national championship game.
Yes, sir. Yes. Look forward
to
that.
Yes, let's
talk.
Do that.
All right. Join rewind.com/Michigan. Been looking for something. Don't look anymore. This is it. This is the way. You have weight-related health issues. Rewind is the way through them. Anna, Paul, Tori, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So
appreciate
thanks.
You.
All right. We got to get to a break. We have Steve Clark in studio. He is actually here today. That tells you this must be a special occasion. If Steve Clark,
the celebration is not over yet, Sam,
is taking time out of his morning to come here in studio to break things down. Cannot wait to talk to Steve Clark. Stay tuned for that. Midweek peak. We'll return here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.